Joining me now is the winning jockey of the 2017 Betfred Grand National Trial. That is Tom Scudamore, who steered Via Leon Rouge to victory here this afternoon. Tom, he's done it really nicely in the end.
Yeah, he has. It was a good performance, and you know, he's a really improving type, although he seems to have been around forever. He's only eight, and it was great. And to go on a Beecher Chase and a Grand National Trial in one season, it shows you where he's heading, doesn't it?
I spoke to David after the race when he won the Beecher Chase back in December, and he said he thought he'd go straight for the Grand National. You know, the fact that he's come here today, were you always confident of a really good run?
Yeah, we were. And obviously, it was nice because the weights are out. It was a catch-22 situation because he's improving, but you're never sure you're going to get a run until the weights come out. But you don't want to do anything that will affect your mark. You know, if he was to go and run badly, get dropped and don't get in, or to go and run well somewhere, you know, it could be the difference between winning and losing a Grand National. So David's got it spot on, and say we go there with a few pounds in hand, and he's a worthy favourite at the moment.
Yeah, I would say I think the Betfred and a few other bookies are making him the 14-1 favourite as it stands at the moment. I suppose the good thing about him is that we know he can run in the Grand National because he finished seventh in the race last year. We know he likes defences, so he's got a lot of positives that are working in his favour.
He has got a lot of positives in his favour. You know, so he's still relatively young as well. He feels like he's improving, and you know, he's now beginning to fulfil the potential that, you know, I always thought he was a very good horse, and you know, at one point I thought he might be a Gold Cup horse. It still might happen in a few years time with the way he's improving, but you know, for the moment he's a cracking young chaser.
Very, very much looking forward to the Grand National now, aren't you?
Yeah, it's nice position to be in. Favourite of the Grand National, favourite of the Gold Cup, so it's not too bad. I can't complain.
And then just in general, Tom, can you just reflect your season? You know, you're the regular pilot of Thistlecrack, the favourite for the Gold Cup, and now you've got the favourite for the Grand National. It's what you get up for in the morning, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Look, at the beginning of the season, I was hoping I'd be able to challenge Richard for the champion jockey, but it seems to have been a season of quality rather than quantity. 79 for the season, which isn't bad. You know, if I could stay in one piece, I'll be hopefully ride 100 winners, which would be great. But you know, to win a King George, Beecher Chase, the Grand National Trial today, to have a favourite for the Gold Cup and the Grand National, you know, I'm in a very lucky position. I ride for some good people, and long may it continue.
Should you win the Gold Cup on Thistlecrack and also win the Grand National as well and via Leon Rouge,
would you carry it away now, Bobby?
would you say it would be your best season ever?
Yeah, I suppose so. Look, I was very lucky a couple of seasons ago to ride 150 winners, which was only six people have been able to do that, which was a great thrill. But look, you know, you just try and take every day as it comes, not get too carried away. But you know, I'm in a very lucky position to ride some very good horses, Bobby, and say long may it continue.
Tom, as always, it's an absolute pleasure to speak to you. Thank you very much for your time, and the best luck in the coming months.
Pleasure, Bobby. Take care.